last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services, driving your business growth. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with me. You sent me a text about 20 minutes ago saying that Tesla shares are up now because of reports that Elon Musk is to leave Doge. And then Ben Finnegan at the 6 of 6 tells me that the White House press spokeswoman is saying that it's untrue. So do we know what's going on?
Yes, she has tweeted out, Caroline Leavitt, that the scoop by Politico saying that Donald Trump has said that Elon Musk would be departing the Department of Government Efficiency in a couple of months. She says it's garbage and he will stay at Doge until the work is complete. I think what's happening is, Matt, Tesla investors have been absolutely fed up with the sideshow that is Elon Musk's political activities and would possibly prefer that he would spend his time working with the car company. Because until this afternoon, when the share price went up by 4% on the back of that Politico news, the share price has been in the absolute toilet for the past number of weeks. They are down by almost 40% in the last couple of months because Tesla is losing ground fairly quickly. It had come out earlier today saying that its deliveries to customers between January, February and March of this year had plunged by 13% on last year. So I think a lot of shareholders in Tesla were hoping that Elon Musk could actually do his day job with the car company.
But is it too late in the sense that the Chinese cars in the electric car market are been pumped out in much greater volumes at much lower prices to consumers, and that if tariffs go in place around the world, that it's bunched no matter what he does when he goes back?
Well, he may get very lucky in the United States, where it is still its biggest market for Tesla, because, of course, it makes its cars in two gigafactories, one in Texas, I beg your pardon, and one in California. So if there are tariffs announced onto European automakers and they go through with it and onto Chinese car companies, well, those cars made in America by Tesla will be looking a lot cheaper compared with foreign imports. And
yeah, do Americans want electric cars? Is it not a very small market because they are so consumed with the idea of their gas guzzlers? And then the type of people who are careful about the environment and who want electric cars are the type of people who are likely to be appalled by Musk and go elsewhere.
Yeah, and a lot of people would have heard about all the protests outside of Tesla dealerships. I think if you're somebody, Matt, who is into your electric cars, if you are somebody who buys into the fact that Tesla is more than a car company, that Elon Musk has talked about full self-driving cars being on the roads in the next couple of years, then you will still gravitate towards a Tesla because the traditional car companies are nowhere near as ubiquitous on the roads for electric cars as Tesla. The likes of Ford and GM have really struggled to catch up with Tesla for electric vehicles. So for the customer base out there that are interested in electric cars in the United States, Tesla is the only real brand, particularly if tariffs go on all of the other automakers.
Okay, let's come back to stories this side of the Atlantic. Tell us about Ryanair hitting its target of 200 million passengers in a 12-month period.
Yes, a milestone for Ryanair. So in March alone, it carried 15 million people, up 10% on the previous year. But from the beginning of last April to the end of March, just gone, it carried 200.2 million people, an increase of 9% over the previous 12-month period. And that makes it the first, and possibly, Matt, will be the only European airline to carry that many people across the continent. Yes, the likes of British Airways and Air France and Lufthansa are big carriers, but they, of course, have international traffic to the US and Asia and elsewhere, and Ryanair solely operates in Europe. So this is a huge milestone for Ryanair, and it will, Matt, be increasing that number over the coming years. They do have plans over the next 5 or 6 years to get that figure to as high as just over 300 million. It will depend on whether they get deliveries of those Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, which have been taking some time to get produced because of all the safety issues that Boeing have had to deal with. Ryanair, despite being the biggest customer, is suffering the delays that we know. It has said that it could grow much faster and reduce prices if it could take delivery of those planes. Share price in Ryanair over the last number of weeks, it has been doing quite well, even though the airline has been kind of cautious about where it sees its profitability and how much it sees airfares rising or even falling. If the share price of Ryanair continues to rise as it has been over the last couple of weeks, if it hits €21 per share and can stay at that level for around 4 weeks, Michael O'Leary is in line for a €100 million bonus in the form of Ryanair shares. He agreed this target a number of years ago, that if the airline could hit a number of milestones around profitability, about how quickly it was growing and how that share price was responding to all of this, then he would get that bonus. And based on how the company is doing, when you look at the likes of IAG and Air France and Lufthansa, they are struggling a little bit. Their share prices are down. Ryanair is growing passenger numbers far quicker than they are, and the share price levels are going up.
And I suppose there's good news as well, possibly out of the courts today in relation to Dublin Airport for Ryanair and other operators.
Yes, because what the High Court has agreed is that an injunction sought by the airlines to prevent the passenger cap of 32 million being enforced by the Irish Aviation Authority can stay in place past this summer. So the IAA set the number of takeoff and landing slots at Dublin Airport, and they were going to limit the amount of movements on the runways later on this year. So there's already an injunction which covers the summer period, which runs from April to the end of October. But after that, there was no injunction in place. And because this case is going to the European Courts of Justice for a ruling on some of the legal matters, that's not going to be heard until well into next year. The High Court today said it would be unfair to lift that injunction, given that the legal battle still has to play out.
Okay.
So later on this year, the IAA would have been imposing a limit on the number of flights, and that would have reduced the passenger numbers. That's now not going to happen.
Okay, tell us how Greencore is coming close to doubling its size by way of an acquisition.
Yes, Greencore, an Irish food company run by Dalton Phillips, who used to run the Dublin Airport Authority. It is the biggest sandwich supplier to UK supermarkets and coffee shops. Well, today it has agreed to buy another UK British food company called Bakkavor. It's a deal worth around €1.5 billion, and it will turn these two companies into a business that has sales well over €4 billion. One of the biggest companies supplying supermarkets like Tesco, Marks and Spencer, all the fast food chains, the coffee shops. And the shareholders in this UK company that are getting a good deal here, Greencore, have come back to the table now. I think this is their third or fourth offer. And today, the boards of the two companies have agreed to this takeover that will see Greencore take control of the business. We don't know who will get the top jobs in this, but you would say that given that Greencore will own the majority of this rival British company, Dalton Phillips will be in line to run it. And you think of it, Matt, once upon a time, Greencore used to be best known in these aisles for making Irish sugar. Now it is going to be one of the biggest suppliers of ready meals, pizza, stir fries and sandwiches to the UK's grocery chains. And that's a huge, huge market and opportunity.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post. There's a listener who makes a very good point that Tesla has already been left way behind by Waymo, which is operational at present with self-driving cars in LA, Phoenix, and is moving into New York. And as the listener says, Tesla has not shipped or progressed any self-driving cars. And for all the talk about electric cars, that is Elon Musk's main thing, was the self-driving car. And he's not getting there, and he's been left behind by the likes of Waymo, which is impacting on its share price.
The last word
on Today FM.